Hello, and welcome to Heatcraft University's audio learning series on 10 tips for successful installation. My name is Joe Jones, and in this episode, we will cover the 8th tip, outdoor unit placement. This training series will present entry-level materials for novice or beginning learners and refresher tips for more experienced learners. You may contact me with any comments or questions through my email, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. Tip number 8, outdoor unit placement. When placing your condensing unit or remote condenser, allow for plenty of outside air to get to your unit. This includes space from walls, fences, and other units. Also, make sure one unit's exhaust is not feeding into another's intake. Each unit should be located so air may circulate and not be recirculated. For proper airflow and access, all sides of the unit should be a minimum of the width of the unit away from walls or obstruction. It is preferred that this distance be increased whenever possible. Also, make sure you are providing yourself enough clearance to come back and service the unit. Make sure all panels can open freely and that you have space to maneuver tools and equipment. And don't forget to look up. Overhead obstructions need to be avoided for proper airflow and safety. Without proper clearance for air circulation, you will eventually run into problems like loss of capacity and higher head pressures, which cause poor operation and potential failure of equipment. More detailed information on unit placement along with drawings can be found in the Operation and Installation Manual on page 11. Proper outdoor unit placement guidelines include allowing a distance equal to the width of the unit away from walls and other units. One of the worst locations for a condensing unit or condenser is in a pit or box canyon. Without proper clearances and precautions, the discharge air will not escape away from the unit, and prevailing wind currents could cause the air to recirculate back into the air intake of the unit. A custom-made stack may be required to channel or duct the air far enough away from the unit to prevent this recirculation, and the unit should be placed twice its width from any solid structures such as walls or other units. When practical, condensing units and condensers should be placed for shortest possible refrigeration line runs to any connected components. Of course, this only makes sense if all of the other placement requirements can be met for this optimal layout. These are some typical rules of thumb used in placement of refrigeration condensing units or condensers to allow for proper clearances for air circulation and service access. Minimum clearance from walls and other units should be the same as the width of the unit for typical installations and twice that for pit installations. Typically, a minimum clearance of 30 inches is needed for access to the service areas of the unit. Provisions must be made for an ample supply of ambient outdoor air for air intake and not be located in the vicinity of steam, hot air, or fume exhausts. Provisions must be made for removal of heated air from the area around the unit to prevent recirculation of discharged air. Units should be located in an area that is not sensitive to noise or vibration. Spatial measures may need to be taken to minimize objectionable noise or vibration. This concludes our 8th tip, outdoor unit placement, from the 10 tips for a successful installation. In our next episode, we will look at nozzle selection. Please feel free to leave feedback or comments on this episode using my email address, joe.jones@heatcraftrpd.com. You can find more information about this topic on our website at www.heatcraftrpd.com. Thank you for listening, and we hope you will join us on our next episode.